Have you seen this? The Beatles' 1967 version of The Broken Movie.
Yeah, it was fucked up when Ringo tied that guy to the chair.
Yeah, yeah. Set him on fire.
And then John started shoving, piercing needles through his nipples.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, they're doing avant-garde shit. What can I say?
Yeah, my compliments.
Yeah, I mean, we may as well just go with that one. Here, have another one. Have you seen this? The Beatles produced the strangest episode of Top Gear.
Yes! Yes, because as soon as that bus started hauling ass around that track, I was like, it's fucking Top Gear.
Yeah, yeah. Into Hammerhead, straight on into Gambon.
Into Gambon and across the line. Also, that bus really was hauling ass. Like, I never thought of this when I was like 13 or whatever watching this movie. Like, I was like, I'm surprised they didn't turn that fucking thing on its side.
Matter of time, I suppose.
Which would have been hilarious.
Yeah, both of those are good. I mean, those are both good jumping off points. The other one that I had was, have you seen this? How did the corny son of a carny, a peace and love hippie who beats his wife, a lousy drummer, and the other guy become one of the most overplayed bands in the UK?
Savage.
Welcome to Have You Seen This?
The world's only podcast about obscure, overlooked, and misbegotten media.
All discussions will be spoiler heavy.
You have been warned.
This show would not be possible without the support of our patrons. If you would like to support our show, join us at patreon.com/haveyouseenthis. For just $5 a month, get access to our Discord and all 3 episodes every month covering movies you've never heard of, or maybe wish you hadn't.
I mean, to be scrupulously fair to Ringo, he is well regarded as a drummer, if not a showy one.
Hmm. I mean, I only know him as not even the best drummer in the Beatles.
Right. Well, they were all mad at each other when John or whoever said that.
Hmm.
But still, that's really good work, Tim. You like, you outdid yourself writing
right.
3 intros.
And then I stopped working at that point.
Then let me ask you this. Are you going to do your world famous rendition of Miss Piggy singing Baby You're a Rich Man?
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful piggies?
I mean, it works better coming out of a felt puppet, but what are you gonna do?
I wish I could do a Kermit the Frog, because then I could sing the next line.
Piggy, you're a rich man. So are we starting, or are you just going to pick one of those and we'll backtrack, or what do you...
Or I could just play all 3 of them.
I suppose.
Just
yeah,
get real chaotic.
Yeah, I
like
don't know.
Like this movie.
Right. Yeah, wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, a movie as disastrous as our podcast. Who knew? Although our podcast is actually planned and executed better than this movie.
I would say that what we have in common with this movie is neither of them has a writer, and that's evident.
And it proves that you can get too much praise, because it will often lead you to believe that literally anything you do is gold.
Right. Now, we had, we had watched about 30 or 40 hours of Carry On. And I think that this is Jen's revenge, in a way to like cure my Anglophilia. Just by making me watch the 1 hour Beatles Magical Mystery Tour music video, I guess. What would you call this, even?
It's sort of a proto music video. I did listen to the commentary track for this, which features Paul McCartney, and it is punishingly soporific because he talks very slowly, and also in the tradition of many Paul McCartney interviews, he says almost nothing of note.
Right, that's the thing that I remember from your from the other Paul McCartney cinematic outing that you and another beleaguered friend reviewed.
Give my regards to Broad Street.
Right, yeah.
With my friend Jane Altoids.
Yes. Give my foot to Paul's arse. I think you'd mentioned in that them also being interviewed for some of the wild audio for Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. We're talking about, when's the last time you got in a fight, blah, blah, blah. But Paul and Linda's answers were so guarded They're like, we can't use any of this.
Like, they're both cagey, which is perhaps understandable. But the one thing I did get out of Paul's commentary, apart from the only other interesting parts where he mentions really wanting to see the stripper in the Bonzo Dog band sequence. He evokes Fellini, art films, cinema verite, and surrealism when he discusses this film.
More like cinema veritidious.
God is old ass. And he says, in a way, it's like a home movie, which I guess is true.
Yeah, and that it's only interesting to the people who filmed it.
Yeah, well, you beat me to it. This was you're absolutely right. It's like pictures of other people's kids.
Right. I know the Beatles are well regarded, or so I hear. But after watching this,
you're on Twitter.
Right, yeah. Well, maybe I should get on Twitter. Let me see if there's any news about Twitter lately. Oh, maybe not.
yeah, I don't go there anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But so I, grew up listening to, the Beatles music, and, I'm aware of their, cultural impact. But after this and after just another things, man, am I getting sick of the Beatles. I'm kind of starting to hate them and their tinny, clangy, shouty music.
You're like that one guy who reviewed Sgt. Pepper and hated it.
Yeah, I'm so absolutely sick of it. But
Let me say this, because I don't have a problem with the Beatles. Like, I still like the Beatles. It's just that from the age of 12 on and off till about 20, I was obsessed with them. And I've had my Beatles phase. And no disrespect, but, there's other stuff in the world. And while I don't understand people who are like, oh, they suck, because I don't think that's true. I think it's perfectly all right to be like, I don't like the Beatles. I'm sick of the Beatles. I don't care about the Beatles.
Yeah, definitely sick of the Beatles. And I know that it's all, anyone that I know is like a fan of them are all like women of a certain age. So, like, I get that it's just like a boy band thing.
All the ladies love Ringo.
Right. Well, there's a lot to love.
Yes, he's a tall drink of all right.
So I don't know what it is, but yeah, I'm just like, I'm so sick of these guys.
It is funny, as someone who was a super fan as a young person, to go back with the parade of intervening years in the time and ideally achieving more maturity and nuanced taste and looking back at the stuff that you loved when you were like 12 or 13, because I used to watch this along with Hard Day's Night and Help and the Beatles' first U.S. visit and the Beatles anthology or whatever the hell that one documentary was that I taped off a local TV channel. All my VHS tapes, because when you're 12 or 13, you don't know any better. You just want to see the band. You want to see the band doing goofy things that are spontaneous, because that's exciting when you get away from canned things like formal interviews.
Yeah, and yeah. The best things ever is whatever you discovered when you were 12.
Right. So, of course, something like Magical Mystery Tour, even though at the time I knew that it wasn't really good, it was still like, oh, Magical Mystery Tour. It's funny. They pretend to be wizards.
It's Paul doing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Paul.
He's out on a bus. Yeah.
Yeah. And, at close to 45 is like, and especially knowing what I know now about the Beatles and where they were at in their career at the time they were making it, it's really easy to see the cracks. And also, well, there's a lot to talk about. And I am really curious to hear, Tim, because you had not seen this before, some of your impressions. Mm-hmm. In fact, well, I'm dying to hear what you thought of this.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can get 2 extra episodes every month, plus access to our growing catalog of reviews for just $5 a month by going to patreon.com and searching for Have You Seen This?